find something short about Yom Kippur. So this morning you probably noticed that we didn't say Mizmor or Seder.
Yes.
Why?
Because we
didn't
bring a
Seder offering. Why can't we bring a
Seder offering today? Because the thing has to be left for a day and a night and we can't eat it tomorrow.
You're lessening the amount of time that the Seder can be eaten. It would have to be eaten today. Right? And since we don't usually bring a korban in a circumstance where you wouldn't be able to midrash on them, we don't bring, well, maybe derisa is an isra, but so suddenly it's possible korban, right? But for whatever, whether derisa or derisa, we don't bring a korban in such a circumstance where it'll become possible before it needs to, right? Where we're going to make it, give ourselves less time than we would otherwise have to eat it. So for example, the day before Pesach, we also don't bring korban toda, we also don't send Mizmor toda, right? On Shabbos, we don't say Mizmor Seder because you can't bring Korban Toda at all on Shabbos. But fine. So on Erev Yom Kippur, even though you could be technically marked the Korban Toda on this day, they didn't, because the Korban Toda should not be brought at a time when you won't have enough time, when you won't have the full allocated time to eat it. Right? And therefore we also don't say it. We also don't say it Mizmor Seder. At a certain level, the halakha is quite technical. Right? The question of Mavin Kochin the Beis Absol, are you allowed to make them a lack in a Kochin are going to become puzzle? It's very technical. I think it also says something about the day. Chazal envisaged Erev Yom Kippur as a day which is Erev Yom Kippur, right? It's about Yom Kippur. The whole day is headed towards Yom Kippur, towards what we're going to be doing tonight and tomorrow. So, for example, right, there's a mitzvah of achil on Erev Yom Kippur. There is, I hope you're all eating a lot, right, you're all drinking well. There is a mitzvah to eat and drink on Erev Yom Kippur. Right, what are the reasons brought to Rosh Hashanah?
Yom Kippur is meant to be a chagrat.
So, some people say it's actually a very unusual answer, right? Some people say Tzitzit Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov, but you obviously don't have Yom Tov meals in Yom Kippur, so you want to have your Yom Tov meal before Yom Kippur. The more of Easter answers, pretty well, you rush in the Rabbah.
So if you won't be hungry, you can daven well when you're fasting.
So some people say that so you'll fast better. Some people say so you fast worse, right? Otherwise, you just eat it, you really feel the fast. Right? You feel it, then you stopped eating, and then you feel hungry the next day. One way or another, the mitzvah is preparatory. Right? It's about getting yourselves ready for the fast. The mitzvah is, should you make the fast more uncomfortable for yourself? Is that even a good idea? We're going to talk right now. Right? Lemaisa, right? Erev Yom Kippur, the mitzvah chilat on Erev Yom Kippur is poised towards fast. Similarly, right? We do a vidui. We'll do a vidui this afternoon at Bincha. Why are we doing a vidui at Bincha? The full vidui of Yom Kippur?
In case we don't.
Yeah. In case we choke on the food that we're eating right before Yom Kippur or we drop dead. Right? What's the obvious question?
Why don't we do vidui every day?
Exactly. If that's a reason to do vidui, then we should always do vidui because you can always choke on your food and drop dead. If it's about the vidui of Yom Kippur, then it's not Yom Kippur yet. Right? And so how does doing this vidui help? And the answer is something along the lines of the same thing, right? The whole day is pointing towards Yom Kippur. At a certain level, we've actually already entered Yom Kippur. Right? Same thing, we didn't say Tachanun this morning. Even though you would think Erev Yom Kippur is the obvious time to say Tachanun, it's time to say really long tachanun. Right, why didn't we? The same thing, because it's already Yom Tov, it's already pointing towards Yom Kippur.
How come we didn't say Avin Malkin?
Sorry?
How come we didn't say Avin Malkin?
Same thing. Yeah, there's no tachanun.
Interesting.
The big machlis keep saying Avin Malkin and Rosh Hashanah, we do, but like, and Yom Kippur. But it's a big machlokes. Except for Ne'ilah. Everybody agrees you can say Ne'ilah because Ne'ilah is like, it's viewed as a time of total crisis.
Even on Shabbos, you say, I'm going to mock you.
Yeah, on Shabbos, you're there. Okay.
No, I'm
not making Shabbos. It's something very important to keep in mind. Rest today. It's important to rest. It's important to have energy. Eat well. That's a bit of daraisa. Right? But, sorry? But the most important thing to eat right, by the way. Don't eat candy. It'll make the fast much worse for you. Don't eat too salty foods, right? Eat the right thing, but say it. But the most important thing, right, the time of tshuva, the time of slicha, the time of mechila has already started. right? You should all be doing. You should all be thinking about what you need to do for the next day and for the coming year. We should in a very, very real sense, Yom Kippur has already started, right? The days are we are already preparing, in a very real sense, what is going to come. And it's important to think about that basically the entire day.
But yeah.